There are other elements of the deal that was struck last night dividing Republicans. Earmarks. The Veteran Affairs Department will receive an extra $294 million to help reduce backlogged claims. Firefighting supplies for the Forest Service and Interior Department also received extra money. The Defense Department will continue to receive funding to help African countries search for Joseph Kony, the rebel leader accused of atrocities. Colorado will get an additional $350 million from the Federal Highway Administration's Emergency Relief Program. That state suffered major road and bridge damage in last month's flooding. And Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell scored a nearly $3 billion earmark for a dam project in his state of Kentucky. And that has the Republicans sitting up and taking notice. Philip Bailey is with the Here and Now contributor station WFPL. Philip, how is this resonating?
Well, if you look at it, you know, this wasn't that surprising, the backlash, given the Tea Party angst and antipathy towards earmarks, which have been banned as a normal practice. The Olmstead Project is located about, the Olmstead Dam and Lock is located about 20 miles from the confluence of the Mississippi and Ohio Rivers, right where the borders of Kentucky, Illinois, and Missouri meet.
And we should say, I just want to jump in to say, it's under construction on the Ohio River between Olmstead and Monkey's Eyebrow, Kentucky, which is a real town. We thought there was a Monkey's Eyebrow in Arizona. We can't seem to find that, but there's really one in Kentucky.
And, quite a name.
Yeah, and tell us about the money that's going there.
Well, initially, back in 1988, this project was authorized and expected to cost $775 million. After decades of delay, engineering mistakes, their cost overruns, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers now estimates to spend $2.9 billion on the project, which was the language in the shutdown bill. So it has a regional impact. It's a very important project for folks locally. But for many folks, like Democrat John Tester from Montana and Senator John McCain of Arizona, the question was, why was this legislation put in the shutdown bill? McConnell obviously argues, or his office has told WFPL, that he didn't ask for this language to be put in there. But given the fact that he has been a supporter of the legislation in years past of this spending, many folks are raised eyebrows, and conservative critics in particular are taking the senator to task.
Well, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid tells the Wall Street Journal that it would have cost the government more if the money was withheld.
Yes, as the investigations have shown in the area, there have been cost overruns from millions of dollars over budget. Some estimate this project won't be completed until 2024. So it's certainly one where, if you believe the federal government should intervene on projects like this and raise spending or raise the authorization cap for projects such as this, you're behind it. But this is the post-Tea Party, post-Rand Paul era of politics, where many conservatives believe this is simply wasteful spending, where we spend more public dollars on a project that doesn't appear to be getting completed anytime soon.
Well, Rand Paul has spoken out. What is he saying about this?
We've reached out to Senator Paul's office and yet to hear a comment back. I know I'm speaking with his office hopefully later today about this very story, on what he specifically thinks. He ultimately voted against the McConnell-Reed deal to reopen the government and avoid default, along with 18 other lawmakers in the Senate last night. So where he stands on this, because given his relationship with Senator McConnell, that improved relationship and their partnership in many ways, it will be interesting to see how Paul either sticks with the Tea Party mantra of being against provisions like this, or perhaps maybe he sees this as an important local project for Kentucky that he can embrace.
Well, but others are calling it the Kentucky kickback, and I'm looking at the comments, and there are a lot of them. Mitch McConnell, the best Republican senator money can buy. So it's not enough to cave in, Mitch McConnell, but you have to be a thief too, is another one. I mean, these are brutal. There is a sense that Senator McConnell went along with the deal to get the dam.
That is certainly a thought or belief amongst many on the right. Groups such as Senate Conservatives Fund have called it a kickback. They've been a consistent critic of Senator McConnell's. Other conservative commentators like Eric Erickson have taken great exception to this. The senator maintains he had nothing to do with it, but like I said before, given his previous support, his fingerprints on the project back in 2009, to see this language in there in the midst of the shutdown and him taking responsibility for brokering this deal, it raises many questions on what did he know, when did he know it, and if he saw the language in there, why didn't he want to take it out and maybe do it separately? Why put it in with the shutdown legislation? But as you pointed out earlier in your intro, there were many different expenditures or provisions that were added, and some question why that was put on the shutdown bill altogether. But for McConnell, who is in a tough re-election bid and also in a primary battle from a Tea Party-backed challenger, this type of story doesn't help him amongst his own base.
Yeah. Well, and again, the Senate report said do it now or pay more later. So there's that as well. But Philip Bailey, just briefly, we mentioned the other things that were happening. People could understand we need firefighting supplies. We need Veterans Affairs to be helped. Colorado needs help post that flooding. But we thought, as you just said, earmarks were banned. Are they creeping back? What's the sense there?
It doesn't appear that if they come back, they will be called earmarks. Senator McConnell's office pointed out to me that, you know, this isn't officially an earmark. It simply raises the cap on the possible funding from $775 million to $2.9 billion. I'll let listeners decide if that is semantics or not. But ultimately, this is a question of whether your project is worth it or not, but also the time in which it's inserted. And I think for McConnell, it's bad timing to have this project inserted in the midst of the shutdown.
Well, and as you said, it's also what you call it. Philip Bailey, political editor for WFPL in Louisville, Kentucky, who's been following the story of the earmarks in the deal last night. Philip, thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.